but there's never been a stronger country militarily, not even close.
The Iranian government denies carrying out the oil facility attacks. The president says the city of San Francisco will be put on notice by the Environmental Protection Agency over its homelessness problem.
He says the city is in, quote, total violation, citing specifically used hypodermic needles flowing into the ocean. City officials dispute the claims, with the mayor noting that the city's sewer system filters out debris at wastewater treatment plants.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. President Trump's back in Washington now after 2 days in California for fundraising and a border wall visit. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Well, there's a big change out there this morning, and you can definitely feel it. Can you feel it? Did you feel it this morning?
I could feel it. I could go top down, finally.
The breeze,
on my car.
Well, yeah. Joey, top down. The breeze is nice. I had rain at my house. I was so excited to see rain. I posted it on all social medias, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, just to show people it's raining. I mean, that was a big deal. Anyway, today is going to be much nicer. You know, 90 doesn't sound nice, but it's better than 103, which it was yesterday. So that's an improvement. Brisk easterly winds today, and then comfortably cool tonight, low 64. Tomorrow and Saturday, very tolerable. Highs around 90. Mid-60s at night. Great football Saturday. Sunday's high 93. Back to the mid-90s again. Yeah, yada, yada, yada. Monday and Tuesday. Fall begins Monday.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, it begins on the calendar.
Oh, on the calendar. Yeah, I mean, okay.
It doesn't really... It's not going
to
feel like fall.
About 5:30 yesterday, I was driving over to Baumhauer's.
Yeah. Like,
it's hot.
I know.
Still hot.
103.
With the sun
second day in a row.
Away. Yeah.
The two hottest days of summer were yesterday and the day before.
So
we're at 77 right now, but I see that Prattville is gusting to 20 miles an hour, so the breeze is nice. So, Bailey, we're going to enjoy park today and a longer walk today. Does that sound good to you? Does that sound good, Joey?
For folks who can't see it, the way she looks at you so endearingly is adorable.
She is the best. All right, guys, I hope you have a great show today. Enjoy the weather.
Thanks, Rich.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A massive fire destroyed a hotel in Greenville last night. Officials say the Baymont Inn caught fire around 9 o'clock last night. Greenville Police Chief Justin LaVorne says the hotel was closed for the day for maintenance and no injuries were reported. In Autauga County, a car exploded and caught fire last night. The sheriff's office says this happened in the 700 block of Carr Road in Pine Level. After the explosion, a garage also caught fire, and we're told that power lines came down as well. No one was injured. And ice hockey could be coming to the capital city, and Garrett Coliseum could be the venue. Mayor Todd Strange says the city is having preliminary conversations with a few teams. A renovation project is already in the works at Garrett Coliseum. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Looking for reliable business broadband services? Partner with WOW Business for fast, robust, and secure communication solutions. Whether you're a small, medium, or large company, WOW Business has bundled plans tailored to fit your needs. Get business internet for $34.99 a month when you add a phone line. WOW Business. We help you keep your business moving forward. Visit wowforbusiness.com and bundle to save. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Quire.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Luke Quire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyluquire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyluquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Quire.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant-issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
A welcome into News and Views from 9 to noon with Joey Clark and my co-host, Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Jack. I'm doing all right. We've got a lot of fun things to cover today.
Well, I understand y'all had a big night last night, and I'm sorry I couldn't be a part of it.
Yeah, I would love to talk about that for a second. Thank you again to Greg Udell and everybody who came out. Some of my friends, some of your friends, some folks that are new friends just meeting who have been listening for years. And I really appreciate the turnout. I mean, the amount of love is just unreal. And I don't know how to accept it half the time. It's like I get embarrassed very easily because when I walked in, there was a big cheer and whatnot, and I get all bashful. But I really appreciate it, folks. What a great night at Baumhauer's last night, and good seeing a lot of friendly and familiar faces and listeners.
I hear, I have a lot of friends that have come up to me since you've been on and have said, man, it's a good combination, and they really have said great things about you, and I'm real happy about that. I think you are wise beyond your years,
well,
for one thing.
Jack. Thank you, Jack. Well, living
adult life will help you do that, which you've done for many years.
Yeah,
as you say, I work and I go home.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a hermit, but I appreciate you keeping me anchored. And in a way, because I'm a bit of a hermit, you know everybody in town. We're a good combination. I think it'll work out. But we have some interesting news here, and I'm really trying to set this up because it's breaking last night. It is still the headline on the top of the Drudge Report. You know who Justin Trudeau is.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Castro's illegitimate son.
Right. He went through that scandal. He had some other scandals about him trying to influence an investigation, essentially the equivalent of Canada's attorney general.
Then his eyebrow popped off.
Right. He, along with Eric Swalwell, who's running for president for the Democrats here in this country, they both have some of the shiniest faces I've ever seen. It's one thing to be hygienic and, look good, but it's a little too shiny, a little too made up. But the problem, actually, right now, isn't pressure on an investigation. It isn't the fact that he looks very, very similar to Fidel Castro. It does have to do with Trudeau's face, though.
Yeah, it's shiny for a reason, Joey.
Well, it wasn't shiny in 2001.
Oh, really?
No, his face in 2001... Well, I'll start the clip of him apologizing. And just the beginning here.
Okay, cool.
Let's listen, folks.
I attended an end-of-year gala where the theme was Arabian Nights.
Oh, no. The theme was Arabian Nights. Right. The theme was Arabian Nights. So he's very...
K-N-I-G-H-T-S.
And I'll give away the ending of this clip.
And I'm really sorry.
He's really sorry. So what exactly did Trudeau do? Let's hear it in his own words.
I attended an end-of-year gala where the theme was Arabian Nights. And I dressed up in an Aladdin costume and put makeup on. I shouldn't have done that. I should have known better, but I didn't. And I'm really sorry. En 2001.
There's the photo in front of you, Jack.
That's bad. It's very bad.
Oh, no. And there's a new story just breaking, folks. I'm not joking. Trudeau in Afro wig blackface video. What in the world? You know, it's one thing where you're like, okay, you know, our governor, Kay Ivey, like, what, 52 years ago?
52 years ago, yeah, 67.
And there's no photo, there's no, you know, evidence of it other than an old radio interview where her former fiancé was essentially talking about a skit they did where they're picking up cigar butts. Doesn't sound great. Don't get me wrong. And I thought the governor, just to refresh folks' memory, did an all right job. It was pretty straightforward. I think when a situation like this, especially something from 50 years ago, happens, like we were just saying, a lot of life can be lived, Jack. KIV said this.
My fellow Alabamians, I offer my heartfelt apologies for my participation in something from 52 years ago that I find deeply regrettable. I will do all I can going forward to help show the nation that the Alabama of today is a far cry from the Alabama of the 1960s.
Right, pretty straightforward. Not Kay's finest moment.
She owned it, and that was good. I mean, you know, she didn't try to say, oh, this is a witch hunt, people trying to find things. You know, she admitted that she did it, and, you know.
And that was much better than just the history now of well, in this case, with Justin Trudeau, they're calling it brownface. Because he was going for, again, it was...
I attended an end-of-year gala where the theme was Arabian Nights. And I'm really sorry.
Well, because you can attend parties like this, but you can't dress like this, Trudeau, Justin.
He didn't elaborate on it. That's all he said?
He kept getting asked and kept saying the same thing. I'm so sorry. It's irresponsible. And I'm just hoping that the people of Canada can forgive me and move on. It's not who I am. But here's the thing. There's a difference between Kay Ivey in college doing something, some sort of skit, from 52 years ago.
Right.
Is it, like we just said, a lot of life can happen. I'm pretty certain Kay Ivey is not the same person as she was 52 years ago. I doubt anybody could be. It's also different for, like, say, Governor Ralph Northam of Virginia. Remember him, Jack?
Yeah. Of course, he's still there. How long ago did that happen?
1984. But Northam was interesting because at first it was a yearbook from medical school. And this yearbook showed a Klansman and somebody in blackface. And it was on his page in the yearbook. And he said something to the effect very quickly. He came out with a video much like Kay Ivey. And said, I apologize for this. I had no idea that photo existed. I don't remember this happening. But I deeply apologize. Quick 40-second video. I didn't even put it in because it was so just
right.
Bland and banal. But then the next day, Northam held a press conference. And this is what he had to say.
Last night, I finally had a chance to sit down and look at the photograph in detail. It is definitely not me.
It's not him. So you think, oh, he's off the hook. But then he says this.
That same year, I did participate in a dance contest in San Antonio, in which I darkened my face as part of a Michael Jackson costume. I actually won the contest because I had learned how to do the moonwalk.
And then a reporter asked him later in the press conference.
Are you still able to moonwalk?
Inappropriate circumstances.
My wife says inappropriate circumstances.
Oh, God. So he denied it was him. However, I did once participate in a routine where I did have blackface,
right.
But not this one that I'm in the picture of.
And then he seriously considered when that reporter said, can you still do the moonwalk? He seriously looked at his wife like, oh, I actually, I can. I'm proud of it. And his wife says, no, you big dope. Like, don't start doing the moonwalk when you're in the middle of apology for blackface. My goodness. So apparently Trudeau, this is just breaking, folks.
Well, what is the reaction? Excuse me. What's the reaction in Canada from this?
Canada's all over it. The reporters are hounding him. He's still going to be apologizing today because after the Arabian Nights brownface thing, we now have new photos of him in blackface and an afro. Wow. And again, Northam was 1984 when the moonwalk contest happened. Kay Ivey was 1967. And we don't even have a photo of that. Justin Trudeau did all of this. At least the Arabian Nights thing, 2001. 2001. And these later ones, these latest revelations are, I believe, the late 90s. So it's, you know, it's not the end of the world. In my humble opinion, by my own perspective, I don't know about you, Jack, I don't think this is, like, the worst thing, say, people of color have to deal with, obviously. But it's a kind of a reminder of some of these folks' hypocrisy. Like, Trudeau has been hailing himself as uber-progressive anti-racist. And when somebody does that, sometimes it's a genuine, heartfelt thing. Sometimes they're shouting down their own demons, is what I would say.
You know, excuse me, there's a lot of difference, in my opinion, between 1967 and 2001. I mean,
yeah,
that's just...
So, and Trudeau, by the way, is in the middle of election season. So I highly doubt he will...
Yeah, he'll face some stiff competition in that contest, I assure you. Canada, Canadians, I don't know much about Canada, they're a little bit probably more liberal than the United States.
Oh, yes.
They're not gonna accept this.
This is just amazing, folks. It's just good to see somebody get their comeuppance. When somebody's so high and mighty and you know they're doing this for political reasons, to see them fall this quickly. And I didn't realize, literally, the new Afro blackface photos of Justin Trudeau just came out 5 minutes ago. This is remarkable. I don't think he'll be Canada's prime minister any longer. Though I don't know if anybody's actually been taken out. Ralph Northam is still in office. Kay Ivey is obviously still in office. And on these very long ago allegations, or truth, I mean, it really did happen, I don't think Kay Ivey should have stepped down. I think we got to move on, and there's a point to that. But I think Trudeau's in hot water, and folks, go look at the photos for yourself, because anytime somebody starts off an apology by saying...
I attended an end-of-year gala where the theme was Arabian Nights.
It's like, oh no, Justin, don't go there, don't go there. But you're listening to News and Views, folks. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell. We've got somebody on the phone here. Jack, want to check it out?
Yeah, and when we come back, I want to ask you another question about this. Don't let me forget.
Okay. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Yeah, how you doing, Joey and Jack? Glenn Henry calling. How you doing?
How you doing?
Well, Glenn. How are you?
Good. Hey, I spent some time with Governor Abbey yesterday. She signed the book, Time to Eat, Y'all, and I met the author at Dana Standridge. And something I want to say, I'm from North Carolina, I'm an African-American Republican, and I think as far as white people in North Carolina and Alabama, they're tied for first place. The most friendly people I've ever met have been white people in Alabama and North Carolina. And when we talk about blackface, and I've known Governor Abbey for years, I talked to her yesterday and she had me on her Twitter page. But she's out thinking all of us. But what's happening here in Alabama is a lot of black people, they're trying to keep white people as the whipping boy. You know, you've got whites here in Alabama, especially the white churches, they're helping black families. But you got the blacks here in Alabama, they're trying to turn white people into being bad when a lot of the white churches, for example, a Reverend Jay Wolf over at the South, excuse me, the First Baptist Church on South Perry Street. I know him personally. And that church, they're doing more for black people and black families than blacks themselves. So I want to commend a lot of white people and the white pastors and the churches here in Montgomery and the surrounding area for helping black people. So we've got to move beyond this foolishness about blacks and whites. And something else I want to mention about Kay Abby, when you think about one owl in a tree, she's equal to 10. She's outthinking all of us. And you can take a look at the mess over in Mobile where they're trying to make out like the governor is the problem. She's already got solutions to the problem. You know, she wants to listen, but a lot of people who are out here grandstanding and trying to make themselves look important and they're running for office, Governor Abby is far more intelligent than we are, and we need to start listening to that lady, because this lady is very intelligent and I've known her for years. The people over there in Mobile who are trying to make themselves look important, a lot of people are running for office, they're grandstanding. She's already got a plan. She knows what she's doing. So we need to cut out this foolishness and start listening to Governor Kay Abby.
Well, we appreciate your call, Glenn. How long have you been in Alabama?
I've been in Alabama for 28 years. I'm retired Air Force, and I know how the system works. The Southern white man trained me. If there's a fight, I'm going to fight on the side of the white man, and I don't care if the black people call me honorary white man, Uncle Tom. The white man here in Alabama and North Carolina gave me all of my opportunities, so I'm not fighting on the side of the black people.
Well,
I'm fighting on the side of the white man.
Well, we don't need to have any fights anyway. I mean, you know, we're...
If it comes down to that. But all I want to say is that a lot of black people here in Montgomery, they're making out how bad white people are when they're the friendliest people in the world.
Well, and
the
people
white
are...
people here in Alabama and North Carolina, they're friendly people.
Right.
And all we got to do is just go out here and try to talk to them and enjoy their company.
Well, and Glenn, I know you know this, but at the end of the day, people are people. And I wonder if
right.
you saw, did you see the article by Ken Austin? He's a pastor and he runs Mercy House. I've
right.
had the chance to interview him. He just came out with an article, I believe, yesterday in the Montgomery Advertiser, where he was uh-huh. warning people on both sides of the so-called racial divide, but generally my perspective uh-huh. is people are people, that
right.
let's not go back to the politics of the 80s here from Montgomery.
Right.
White versus black.
He's exactly right. I heard that article being read on another show yesterday.
Yeah.
But I think Mr. Austin made some great points, and I'm going to vote for Mr. Woods.
Okay.
Because a lot of the black elected officials, they can't attract business and industry, and the quality of life and standard of living is too low. So they haven't gained the trust of white people because they're afraid that people are going to call them an honorary white man or either Uncle Tom. So the black elected officials, we got people in Congress, they can't attract business and industry. So the white man, they have a strength in doing that. Black people can't do that, and I'm being realistic.
Well,
so when you take a look at all the black districts in the city council, the black people who are on the state legislature and the Congress, they're not bringing business and industry to these communities. So that's why I'm going to vote for Mr. Woods, because the whites can attract business and industry. They can improve the standard of living and the quality of life. And it's not based on race. It's just that blacks are weak in that area. And I would give the blacks here in Montgomery an F on attracting business and industry and quality of life, because they haven't been able to do it. And I've been through all the neighborhoods, the black neighborhoods. They're dilapidated. But the white man can attract business and industry.
Well, we appreciate
it. It's a fact.
Glenn, appreciate the call, Glenn.
We appreciate it. Thank you, Glenn. I'm very glad that Glenn was black.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that's a
well,
fact.
Well, yeah, I don't. I'm not sure I agree with it.
And also, I think, you know, for instance, Atlanta's doing just fine. You know, there are plenty of, for lack of a better word, chocolate cities out there that do a wonderful job. And I think Montgomery has a bright future. This is the whole point of Ken Austin's article. I really respect the man. I've had the chance to interview him before. Is that no matter who becomes a mayor next time, and we'll have disagreements, I'm sure, but let's make the disagreements good, honest disagreements about, you know, where the city's going and not get into the identity politics. The last two mayors have done a very good job. And Todd Strange in particular, I think, has bridged this divide quite well. And made Montgomery, set up Montgomery for a lot of success going forward. So I'm hopeful for the future, especially if we can focus on the real issues at hand and understand people are people, and we can get along and solve problems together.
Yes, and as we get closer to the mayoral runoff, we're going to invite both candidates, not at the same time, but to come on the show and talk.
Yes.
To give our listeners, you know, some perspective into what their plans to make Montgomery better are. So, anyway.
Well. Absolutely. And we need to hit a break.
Yes, we do.
Before we do, though, folks, I want to tell you that this part of the show, this part of the program, is brought to you by Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. He wants to be your realtor. He loves helping both buyers and sellers, but he can definitely be your buyer's agent. He has the experience from investing in real estate himself, managing properties, became a top-notch real estate agent. And the real reason you want Eddie Bader to be your buyer's agent, to be the person listing your house for sale, is service. He has your best interests in mind at all times. He's always working on your behalf, and that's why he negotiates so hard on your behalf. Helps you understand things that you might not know, especially if you're a first-time home buyer, like home inspections, surveys, owner's title insurance, and can even assist you in finding a local lender that you're comfortable working with. On top of all that, he goes the extra mile. I'll give you an example, Jack. He will, because he's known how to manage properties, he will hire a professional cleaning crew, so when you move into that new home, that dream home you just bought, you don't have to sit there and clean it. It's beautiful, it's clean, you move in, everything's relaxed and great. That's just one example, folks. So if you're interested in buying or selling a home here in the River Region, the top-notch real estate agent and a down-to-earth guy is Eddie Bader. He's the man for the job. Give him a call. Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group, 322-0662. Again, that number, 322-0662. Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. Coming back in just a moment, we'll have Jim on the phone, 272-9228. Trudeau continues to be in hot water. And really, I think people are people. We can get along for the city of Montgomery or for the United States as a whole or for Canada. I think things can work. But when you act all high and mighty like Trudeau has on many of these issues, it's not surprising to see there are some demons in his past, even if they are hilarious demons all the same.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and if you haven't heard, I am closing my Millbrook store. Everything must go. Mattresses, box springs, beds, headboards, adjustable bases, lift recliners, bed frame, bedroom furniture, odd chest and nightstands, cabinets and odds and ends have to be liquidated. This is my Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery in my two stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices, mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beautyrest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear. The Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No hose, layaways, or returns.
Hey, what's the worst thing in the world that can happen to you during football season? You're ready to go to the ball game. You got the car packed up. Everything's good to go. Everybody gets in. Aunt B, Opie, all of them, all your family get in. And what happens? There's a flat tire. Your tires look more like racing slicks than they do regular normal tires. They can take care of it at Woodman Sun Southside Firestone. They've been taking care of my car now for 40 years. Not only the tires that are so incredibly important during football season, but anytime, but also an oil change. Let them check not only the oil, but also the transmission fluid, everything under the hood and all the way to the top of the car. Windshield wipers, very important. They have them at Woodman Sun Southside Firestone. It's football season. You can't go anywhere without having the car, truck, or van ready, so get it taken care of today. They're a half mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They've been installing glass and glazing products in homes and repairing windows where wayward baseballs have flown through for decades. With a great selection of shower doors, mirrors, and more, their competitive pricing, quality materials, and top-notch customer service make it clear why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
With the Discover It Miles card, you can go further than you've ever gone before. Like sun on your face, book in your hand, kids playing in the sand further. Because the Discover It Miles card offers unlimited 1.5 miles on every purchase and will automatically match all the miles you earn at the end of your first year. So that means your 35,000 miles could become 70,000. It's just that easy. So get out there with your Discover It Miles card today. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
FM, no stack at all. Great tune by Steely Dan. Welcome back to News and Views.
I'm a big Steely Dan fan, and I'm Jack Campbell, by the way, and you are?
Joey Clark.
Yeah. I'm a big Steely Dan fan as well, Jack.
Are you?
Yeah, I was raised on him. My Uncle Greg and Dad play them all the time, so I know them real well.
They have a lot of hits. I mean, a ton of hits. I don't know why I'm hoarse today, but it's better than being a jackass, I guess, to be a... Does your bathroom need to be kind of updated, refurbished?
Yes, actually it does.
Well, when you own a home, you need to look into that. And as I am right now, Bath Innovations of Alabama is a local company. They have a showroom at 2331 Eastern Boulevard across from Home Depot. You ought to go out there and take a look at what they can do to your bathroom, from changing a tub over to a shower, do a walk-in shower. They repair fiberglass cracks. They also tile. They will make your bathroom a place you don't mind going in the mornings or evenings or whenever, because the average American spends 3 hours a week in the bathroom. That's a long time.
Well, and it's good to take your time without having to spell it out.
Yeah, so you want to look pretty.
Right.
But anyway, they do a phenomenal job. The reviews that they've gotten are really, really good, because they know what they're doing. They don't send some jackleg out to your house that hasn't ever put down tile before, which you know is an art. But anyway, Bath Innovations of Alabama, 277-2723, and their showroom at 2331 Eastern Boulevard. Go give them a try and see what you think, and they'll talk you through what you need and how they can help you.
Bath Innovations. Check them out, folks. Did you swallow a frog this morning or something, Jack? I'm worried about
you. I don't know why I'm a horse.
It's all good. It's all good. Let's go to the phones and talk to Jim. 272-9228. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Hey, good, Joey. Good, Jack. Hey, one thing. I really enjoy you guys from 9 to 12. I think a great program, and great programs. Been listening to y'all, and y'all doing a great job. I moved here to Montgomery from Birmingham about 17 years ago, and that last caller, Glenn, was spot on. I'm not racist, and I have a lot of friends that black community, but that's like a midterm grade, and I think I want people to look at it that way. It's not the final score for the black community. That's a midterm grade on how they can all get together.
Hey, can you sound a little muffled? Can you get like...
Sorry.
That's okay. Okay.
Sorry. That's like a midterm grade to me. Okay. We just need to, all figure out how we can work together
to make this city great. Like I said, I moved here from Birmingham about 16, 17 years ago, and I love Montgomery. Montgomery's got so much potential, and I'm thrilled to be here. I've got my grandson here, my daughter, son-in-law, all my family here. I moved them here because I love Montgomery. But we've got so much potential, and we've got to tap into it, but we've got to work together. And that last caller, Glenn, was spot on, and I'm glad he called.
Well, I think when we're going to invite David Woods to be on the program. I've known David a long time, and he's a good guy from a good family. I've met and talked to Stephen Reed. He seems like a really nice guy.
Yeah.
But we want to get them both on separately and ask them what their vision is to make Montgomery better, to make Montgomery more progressive, to improve race relations where there's a problem. Right. And we'll give you guys
credit where credit is due.
Sure. I think Todd Strange has been a great mayor.
Yes,
and
me
And I believe Bobby Bright was the shot in the arm that we needed. I didn't vote for him initially. I voted for Emory Farmer because I used to work for Emory when he ran for governor. I knew him personally. He was a friend. But I was not unhappy with Bobby Bright. I think what he did downtown is underappreciated. But it was really, he was the beginning of making downtown more vibrant. Emory never wanted to invest in downtown.
Right.
He just didn't have a good feeling about it. But Bobby took the chance, and I think Todd has carried on the tradition.
We've got some good leadership, but I'm looking forward to, I think the guys running for that, I think either one of them will do a great job. If they listen to the other people around them, black and white, I think that's important. I just want to tell you that great call, great program, and Jack, I'm glad to see you back and you and Joey together. I'm a manager at a big company here in the River Region, and I answer calls from my customers and employees, and I greet employees all the time. And first thing I say to them is when they say, "Hey, Jim," I said, "How you doing?" And let me tell you what, that brings a smile to a customer's face, to an employee's face, and they're like, "I'm doing fine."
It's so funny. I find myself doing that to people I've never met. They'll say, "Jack,
absolutely.
I want you to meet my friend, Penelope." And I'll say, "How you doing?" And they always kind of cock their head like a poodle when you're saying you want to go outside, But anyway.
Well, listen,
well, thank you, Jim. We appreciate the call.
Yeah, that's great praise. And, we're trying to just stay in touch with Montgomery. We're covering, obviously, international news when necessary. We covered, obviously, the bombing of Saudi Arabia. Now, I guess, technically, Justin Trudeau and brownface, now blackface, is a story. And, Jack, you wanted to ask
something that occurred to me. I've, been a political consultant and advised candidates over the years. You're sort of, if you're Justin Trudeau, okay, what do you do? Do you not run because you're afraid this is going to come out? Or when you announce your candidacy, do you say, "Hey, let me address something that happened in the past"?
Right.
I'll never forget Bob Bullock was the state comptroller in Texas when I was living out there in the early 90s. And he ran for lieutenant governor, having been comptroller. And George Bush was the governor. Bob Bullock was a Democrat. George Bush was a Republican. And Bullock presided over a Democrat Senate that eventually flipped midterm of his term.
Okay.
But when he announced, Bob Bullock said, "I'm Bob Bullock. I've been your comptroller for the last, 8 years. He says, "I want to tell you something right up front. I've been married 3 times, and I'm a drunk." He had been he had been an alcoholic. He went to treatment. He was recovering. But he got that out right at the beginning.
So you get in front of it.
Nobody ever questioned him about it.
So you get in front of it, you own it.
Where Ann Richards, on the other hand, was also an alcoholic.
Hmm.
But apparently she was also a drug user because at a debate, she got asked by a reporter if she had ever taken any hard drugs or done cocaine or anything.
Right.
She didn't answer the question, but the girl who asked the question, I understand later, was at a party where drugs were being used and she and Ann Richards were doing drugs.
Wow.
So it put Ann in a tough spot, but she said, well, I really don't want to get into all that. I want people who have a problem to go get help. She never answered it, and this particular reporter didn't hold her feet to the fire. And it may have affected the election.
Well, and as far as these high-profile blackface, brownface stories, I think the governor, Kay Ivey, probably had the best approach. The only critique I had is wherever she recorded this apology,
my fellow Alabamians.
That, hear the echo there?
Yeah, well, it was probably in the...
apologies.
Probably in her office.
Right, and it didn't sound that great.
You know, over there it has high ceilings and not very acoustically...
Right.
And not very acoustically pleasing.
But it was to the point. It was short, sweet. I think a huge mistake is what Northam did of Virginia. He had this huge press conference where it's a whole gaggle of reporters. And I think Trudeau made the same mistake. A lot of when he starts talking about, I attended an Arabian party and I'm really sorry. I think you're just throwing chum to the sharks.
All right, but what do you do? Do you issue a press release saying, hey, by the way, why didn't you bring it up earlier? That's what people ask.
Right.
I guess candidates don't do that because they're afraid it's going to hurt them. But it hurts them worse when they don't tell you, and then people find out later.
Yes.
So, I mean...
It does.
And I tell candidates, look, if you had a messy divorce, you don't want to talk about it, one thing that's for sure, somebody's going to look it up unless it's sealed, and they're going to get the details. So, you know, I always tell candidates to be very upfront about their past problems. And most of them don't.
Yeah,
most of them don't have, really things that are going to bite them, but some of them do.
When you need to do essentially opposition research on yourself.
Oh, absolutely.
So you know exactly everything, comb through everything, even jog your memory, because you need to know where your weaknesses are and where you've messed up in life and own it, like you're saying. I like that idea. You get out in front of it, you own it, and it's not something like, oh, you got caught. That just puts a whole different tone to it, especially somebody like Trudeau.
Well, one of the things that candidates that were ever declared bankruptcy, they would never talk about it because back 20 years ago when you said you had gone through bankruptcy, people would go, ooh, he didn't pay his bills. And some people can't help circumstances that cause bankruptcy. And that word is not as dirty today as it used to be. But there have been candidates that ran, and because they had declared bankruptcy, they didn't get elected. But right. I think that's changed. But I just think it's important to get out in front of a story before it becomes news and it looks like you've tried to cover it up.
Exactly.
And I think Kay Ivey handled it well.
I did, too. And I think it helped her in the fact that it was simply a radio interview. There's no photo of it. Of course, there's a photo of her class that she wasn't in blackface, and people tried to make a big stink out of.
Yeah.
But I think it's, this, folks, just if you haven't looked at the news, go look at the Trudeau stuff. It's really bad for him.
Yeah.
Really bad for him. Very quickly, let's go to Showbiz Kid, 272-9228. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine, sir. How are you all?
Oh, very good.
So good to hear your voice.
I wanted to meet you last night. I wanted Sean to meet you last night.
I'm sorry. I had some stomach issues yesterday and needed to be close to certain things at home.
I understand, sir. I understand.
Did you have a good time?
Great time.
Good.
Record flow last night. All for...
Did you throw back some Budweisers?
Did I?
It was great seeing you last night.
Joey, the Showbiz Kid.
Indeed, indeed. We were having too much fun last night.
Did you do not remember the Showbiz Kid by Steely Dan?
Oh, of course I do. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's why I call the Showbiz Kid. Anyway, people, guess what time it is?
Budweiser time.
No, I've had a few of those.
Oh, okay. It's Trump time.
Trump on, my brother. Trump on.
Appreciate it, Showbiz Kid. All right.
A.K.A.
Charles. Everybody knows him.
I know, really.
We got to hit another break here, Jack.
Bud, hang tight. We'll be back in a minute.
biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Lou Choir and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbylouchoir.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbylouchoir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Visit Jasmine Hill Gardens and stroll the beautiful tree-lined walkways where something is always in bloom and surprises await. Have fun amongst the sculptures and pause to soak up the beauty of nature. Enjoy Jasmine Hill Gardens. Leave enlightened.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have some much nicer air to talk about today with high temperatures, you know, about 10 or 11 degrees cooler than yesterday. Nice breeze out of the east at 10 to 16 miles per hour and gusty. Today's high around 90. Tonight, partly cloudy, comfortable. Overnight low temperature down to about 65. Tomorrow and Saturday, look for a high around 90 both days. Tolerable humidity, lows at night, pretty comfortable in mid-60s. Still dry. About 93 for a high Sunday, and then mid-90s return on Monday, first day of fall. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to Noon. I'm Joey Clark.
I'm Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
How you doing?
And we have Bud on the line here. Hey, Bud. How you doing today?
How y'all doing?
Fine. How's it going, Bud?
It's going cool. I'm up here in Pennsylvania right now, and it was 45 degrees last night.
Oh, that's my idea of heaven.
You listen to us all the way up in Pennsylvania?
Oh, yeah. And I'm on my way all the way up to Lake Ontario. Going to go from there all the way down to Orlando with the load. So I'm enjoying. I just now went through a little town here in PA, founded in 1768.
Wow.
It's amazing seeing the culture and just beautiful, beautiful old churches and such. But
have you ever been to Altoona, Bud?
I have not.
I just thought that was a cool name. I always liked that name, Altoona. I remember being a kid, you know, in the old days on those little 6.5-ounce bottles of Coca-Cola, they would put on the bottom of the glass was what city that Coke was bottled in.
Right.
And I remember as a kid getting one, Altoona, PA, and I thought, what the hell is this? Of course, I wasn't cursing back then, but anyway. Anyway, my
darn and shoes.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you were saying at that age, right?
Right.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that, and totally off subject. I own some land up in Elmore County, up at Santuck. and I was walking through the area. We were going to do some cutting on it, and I found the remnants of an old still up there.
Really?
And there was it's a broken bottle, and it had some moss, little ferns growing in. So I took it, took it home, did a Google, and that bottling plant was out of Birmingham, and it went bankrupt in 1913.
Wow.
So there's no telling how old that still was, but totally rabbit chase there. The reason why I was calling, we're talking about Justin Trudeau and the brown face and everybody else. You know, to me, Justin Trudeau is about the most effeminate man in politics just south of Barney Frank. And I actually think Barney Frank might be a little bit more masculine than Justin Trudeau. But I just wish some politician would grow a pair and say, yeah, that was me. We're having fun. Who cares? If you don't like it, don't vote for me.
And that's what is funny about these situations. It's like you can literally create a soundtrack to some of the allegations. Like KIV was a skit. For Trudeau, it's Arabian Nights. For Northam, it's Billie Jean and the Moonwalk. Like, I mean, it's all people kind of just having fun and not thinking. They're being real dumb.
In what apology do you... I mean, honestly, if you were going to step back and look at those three different circumstances... if you want to consider what might be the most offensive would be Governor Ivey, in the sense that, I mean, the whole play was about black people, so forth, picking up cigarettes or cigar butts off the floor because they couldn't even afford. And, which, again, 1960s, I'm not condoning it.
Right.
But you got to put it within the culture, the context of that time and age. The governor there, was it Maryland? Where is the other one, the one that said, that's not me in blackface?
That was Virginia.
Virginia.
You know, maybe he was the one with the KKK hood on that was standing next to the guy with the blackface.
Yeah.
I mean, pick your poison, I guess, for lack of a better word. But, I mean, you can go to Party City right now and get adult Halloween costumes, and it can be of Indian maidens or Chief Pocahontas or whatever the case may be. Where does the insanity end and say, folks, this is life. Lighten up. Now, if you're truly trying to be racist and offensive, but I can't say any of these things were trying to be offensive in what they were doing.
No, fair enough. And I think it's also a sign of progress, Bud, in the sense that if this is what we're worried about, especially these really old incidents, we're worried about it today, 50 years later, 35 years later, in the case of the two governors, it shows that, okay, people are willing to talk about this, call it out a little bit, but it's not the end of the world. And I think generally the more petty, and not saying some of these are petty, but all the pettiness you hear from some of our politics is a sign that, well, we don't have huge worries. I mean, we do, but it's not as bad as it
used. But you know, what is at the same time there in Virginia, and you had, I believe, the lieutenant governor, he's a black gentleman, he has two rape allegations against him. He's either... the lieutenant governor, or he's the attorney general? I cannot remember.
He's the lieutenant governor. He was they were going to have Northam resign, and he didn't because his lieutenant governor had these sexual assault allegations, and then the guy next in line...
The AD, he had something going against him.
He admitted that I also wore blackface. He just volunteered that.
It's crazy. But then you know what was funny? Take a look at it. I think it's Trevor... Is it Trevor Noah that took Colbert's place? He said just last night he commended Justin Trudeau because he apologized. And he was, when have you ever heard a politician apologize, unlike the current White House occupant? Look on that real quick and play it after the break.
Okay. I'll check it out. I know Trevor.
Thanks, bud. We appreciate the call.
Have a good day.
You too.
Real quick, we got to hit a break. Before we do, could you tell us about our good friends at Cole Plumbing, Jack?
What hasn't already been said about Cole Plumbing?
I know.
279-8919, a great family-owned business here in Montgomery. They're the plumbing gurus in Montgomery County and beyond. You don't have to dig a hole when you have a problem with your plumbing. You can call on Cole. You've got C.C. Cole started the company many moons ago. James Cole, Cameron Cole, Jeanette Cole, they're all there. I mean, it's truly a family business where service is their, I guess that's their mantra.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because if you have trouble with your bowl, what do you do?
You call on Cole.
That's 279-8919. If you have any problems with your plumbing or you want to upgrade or whatever, you know, I have a toilet. I need to put some new guts in, and I don't know how to do that, so I need to call them.
Well, and because of their proprietary pipeline
technology. Oh, yeah, where they don't have to dig up your front yard.
Right.
Yeah, I was going down the street about 6 months ago over in Forest Hills, and I saw this yard that had been dug. I thought, oh, those poor people. But you call Cole, it's probably not going to be necessary to do that. So remember them when you have any plumbing needs. Cole Plumbing, 279-8919.
Well, we'll be right back. Thank you all for listening. News and views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, John on the phone. Others want to join in, 272-9228.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Caravita Village is proud to be a part of the Rich Thomas Network. And like Rich, who leads the way with great weather forecasts, Caravita leads the way with great senior living. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's, plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm an alligator. I'm a mama, papa, coming for you.
Welcome back.
We sure come back quickly.
Yeah, we had to.
Half the time I have my headphones on.
Just a quick break there, and I wanted to get back and get to John here on the phone. John, how you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Good morning. I was just basically going to echo your last caller's sentiments and ask, when did the world actually change on its axis? Because I'm almost 50 years old, and you know, I can look back in the 80s, we had the movie Soul Man, where Thomas Howell was dressed as a blackface to get into a law school, and now that would be horrific, I guess. And
yeah.
Then you know, you had the two black comedians, Bleach Out and White Chicks as a movie.
Right.
And you've had Tyler Perry, who's portrayed a woman and made $1 billion off of it. So I'm not exactly sure.
Well, and
I understand the Trudeau effect, because he's a liberal, and
right,
he's been on the opposite side of this. But I don't understand how everybody has become so offended about anything.
Well, and don't forget, John, about Robert Downey Jr. in 2008 in Tropic Thunder. And it was hilarious. It got praised, and it was very good. I guess the world's changed in 10 years or so.
I remember in junior high.